Okay, you might not be able to fill up with castor bean and palm oil in the United States, at least not yet, but two automotive companies are teaming up to create engines and transmissions for a new line of hybrid vehicles. Hybrid cars and trucks use a combination of gasoline and electric motors. In recent years, Japanese hybrids have been the biggest sellers in the United States. Now, General Motors and Daimler Chrysler say they are creating new technology and a new way of doing business. Quinn Kleinfelter reports from Detroit Public Radio.
Although only about 0.3% of all cars sold worldwide this year have been hybrids, the vehicles have become favorites of some environmentalists and regulators. They see the vehicles as a bridge between today's cars and future models that may not produce any pollution. Japanese automakers Honda and Toyota have sold hybrids for the past few years, and analysts say reaped a public relations bonanza. So Chrysler Group spokesperson Mike Aberlich says his company and GM are trying to top the Japanese by creating new engines and transmissions that can be used in a variety of hybrid vehicles, no matter who manufactures them.
Well, I think the key is not necessarily catching up, but how do you leapfrog? And with a combination of going to a technology with this particular hybrid, a two-mode hybrid, that is something that no one has. And just as important is we want to develop a system that we can both use in a variety of products going forward.
Aberlich says despite the current focus on hybrid technology, automakers will still pursue other environmentally friendly alternatives, like fuel cells, eventually.
Hybrid's a little further out, but it's short to mid-term, and then fuel cell is still a long-term answer, still 10 years or so out.
The investment in new hybrid engines and transmissions alone will likely run into the hundreds of millions of dollars, this at a time when U.S. automakers continue losing market share to Japanese car companies, which is why analyst David Cole with the Center for Automotive Research says it isn't surprising that GM and Daimler Chrysler, longtime bitter rivals, are now sharing the cost of creating components both can use to compete against the Japanese.
It's competition moving to coopetition, where we compete and cooperate together. Now, to give you some idea of examples, Daimler Chrysler and General Motors cooperating in a hybrid powertrain. Could that have happened 5 years ago?
Chrysler and GM officials say their new jointly created hybrids should debut in 2007, or roughly the same time that Toyota officials predict sales of their hybrid vehicles will reach several hundred thousand worldwide. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.